You know, this has been a great camp, too, because I've been a lot of places sometimes where the heat index at this time of the day is 120, 125, 126. So this brings back my memories of over in Rochester and training camp. So the weather is a little bit calmer, and we can get more done. And the players can feel that, too. Go ahead. Okay, I'll see you.
The appearance to our untrained eyes is that the defense is dominating this training camp. Would you disagree with that?
They're having some solid days, you know, and then we'll pick and choose a player or two that pops out on us that the coaches and the players are learning. It's hard to satisfy me until there's no chance we're ever going to be perfect, but we can be a lot better than we have been. And they've been solid, and they've been very good in the practice setting, you know. And for you guys to watch the ones versus the ones, that's very important. And when you see us take one of the younger guys and make sure they're going against ones, I always love it when I see things or I hear things, especially even in our own building, about how this young guy had a great game in the fourth quarter. Yep, he had a great game in the fourth quarter against everybody that team's going to cut. None of those guys are going to play in the NFL, and unless you're playing against people that's going to play in the NFL, it's just one more piece of maybe information, but it's not the deciding information. I thought our guys played solid the other day in the game, but there's a lot of guys that didn't play for the Saints, and solid is one thing, but we got a lot of places to get better. And I am very proud with the staff on how they have adapted to the intensity of how I want us to be. And the players have done a very good job with that. And I said this when we broke camp back in June. There hasn't been any pushback. And they have said, how do you want me to do it? How do you want me to do it? How do you want me to do it? That's pretty pleasing.
Now that you've seen what the talent is and have a better idea what the talent is and see how the pieces might fit together, what's your updated overview on how strong this defense is?
Now that you got the pads on, it is another indication, but it's still, we're a long ways off on playing real people. And I think Coach Belichick says it's the best, you know, all the time is that we all need to wait until we get the pads on and then wait until we get into real games. Hopefully we can have enough exposure against NFL-type players for some of the decisions that we have to make defensively. And to be quite honest, we've come a long way, and I'm feeling more comfortable about what these guys can and can't do. So you'll start to see us shrink the game plan a little bit and start focusing in. But I'm still doing a little bit of gambling or a little bit of research to see if this guy can do this, if this guy can do this, being it pass rushing, be it pass coverage, you know, what specific types of schemes are best for them, because I have to change for them. It doesn't make any difference what I like to call or what I've done or what we've done other places. We got to do the best for this group of guys right here, and there's been a good buy-in with that, coaches and players.
What's your progress report on Miles Garrett?
It's very good, you know, and of all the guys that I've had a chance to, I've never had a chance to draft the first overall pick ever, never. But I've had some pretty high draft picks. He's the one that's jumped out and fit in faster than any of the other ones I've had, and I've had some really, really good ones. But the reason that he moved up the depth chart was because of him and his teammates, not because of my evaluation. And one of the things we do is when those guys come in the door, they're dead last on the depth chart. And then how do you handle that? How do you handle the locker room? How do you handle the meeting room? How do you handle the field? How do you handle the walkthroughs? How do you handle being humble? How do you handle being respectful? He's a really good young man, and then pretty good player too. So he handled the threes, he handled the twos, he got some spot time on one, and then when the other players, the veteran players, came to me and said, hey, you know we're better when he's in there? Really? Well, now you're going to own him. I don't have to force him down your throat. You're going to own him. And they just fit in together. He's done well. I thought he played the run very well last week. I thought he was very disruptive on the things that we asked him to do in the pass game. I can tell you this. You go back and watch the film, they were pointing where he was at. The Saints knew where he was.
Well, there's a lead in that battle from Carter and Joe Schobert inside.
they're doing, both of them are doing great, you know, and truthfully, it's 3A, 3B. 3A today, 3B tomorrow, 3B to 8 every day. They're doing very, very good, okay, and you can't have enough good guys like that.
So would you think that Garrett, the other end, whoever it is at left end, should benefit from his presence
yes.
on the field? Is that happening with Ogba?
You know, well, here's the deal. I think Ogba has fit in very well on what we've asked him to do. I think he's growing each day, and I see week-to-week progress in him. But anytime you play with an impactful player or you play with a player that you can trust to do his job, you'll do better. But lots of times when you can't trust the guy playing beside you and you try to overplay, there's where your mistakes come in. And we've got to trust everybody that's out on the field. And that's coverage and rush, rush and coverage. But, yes, you can benefit from that because he knows the impact the other guy can make.
Greg, do you think with, like, Orchard's playing more on the defensive line than linebacker in the past and things, it seems like some of these other guys came from 4-3 schemes. Is this helping them?
Yeah, and I like the fact there's flexibility there. I think he fits in very well with what we do. But I don't have any hesitations in also incorporating some of the things that he was got a chance to do last year here. And it's not wasted time. I do know he likes the way we are utilizing him better than last year. I know that. That's okay. But I think he's been making an impact. And the big thing with him will be staying healthy and just going and keep on going. I don't have to worry about his effort when he's out there. He is he's flying around. He gives it to you every single play he gets a chance to play.
To get him on the field, would you consider moving him to the left side?
What we do is that you'll see, in all honesty, I don't believe in starters. Okay? If you make an NFL team and you understand, what's coach going to let us have, 23, 24? And we're going to play. And how much you play will be dependent upon, number one, your production when you do get to play, and number two, what kind of package does the offense that we're going against play that utilizes us to get you in the game. The other thing with the defensive lineman in our system, and I had the luxury of learning from Jack Pardee, a George Allen disciple, early in the 90s, and Jimmy Johnson was at the Cowboys, and we were at the Houston Oilers, and Jimmy saw us and then really copied it on how you try to keep those defensive linemen fresh all the time. You can't play 90 snaps a game. Ask Miles in college. you can't play 80 snaps in a game. So as a defensive lineman that has a fist fight in a phone booth for 3 hours, okay, and then he's running back and forth, if we had the right percentage, if I could say we could have 55%, 45% of all the guys, and they're not backups, that we're splitting time because we all trust everybody, you'll see the impact of a full-speed player over a player that's tired. And the other thing you'll see is fatigue is directly related to injury, especially with a big guy. All right? So we're going to try to do everything we can to keep it even when we can.
Hey, Greg, I think it was before every snap yesterday you're yelling get off to your defense line. Is that because you think it's that important or they've been struggling
They haven't been struggling to get off the ball. Not since the second week of training camp. But in whatever was done before in the past, in more of that catch and read, two gap on the line of scrimmage, we're never about that. And we're never about versus the run game or versus a pass game being on the line of scrimmage. And you can't print what I say all the time when I don't see their feet on the other side of the line of scrimmage, okay, on where they're going in life, is that they have to be that way. So how fast you're getting off the ball has a direct reflection to the production you'll make on that play. And one of the best in the world that's ever done that was here a week or so ago in Bruce Smith. And that was one of the things Bruce talked about when he was here. And Miles already naturally does it. He naturally does it. The rest of them are doing a better job now.
Has Peppers
Wait a minute. You would not want to print nor record what I said about 5 defensive offsides penalties in the ballgame. All of them alignment. None of them jumping off the ball. So we've had a little bit of a discussion about that and a few focus experiments on that this week. And we've got to improve that. You can't have a pre-snap nor a post-snap, the end of the play. You can't have that. There's going to be things that go on during the middle of a play that's going to happen, but not pre-snap, post-snap. So we've got to do a better job with that.
Has Peppers been exposed to everything you want him to be doing?
Just about. He's done very well. He's adapted very well. He's played really defensively every position but one that I might end up doing with him later on down the line. You might see him at middle linebacker too at times. I've had some powerful DBs on certain packages, on certain situations that'll get a rep or two at that. But I don't have to think about that as much because of the talent at linebacker that we have. And we've got talent at linebacker enough to where we don't have to expose and put a faster guy in that situation. But he's played free strong. He's played linebacker both strong and weak. Punt returner, kick returner, quarterback. You know what the definition of what position he's playing? He's a football player. He can play football. And he's been a joy to be around, too. He's been real focused in the meetings. He's been real focused in practice. And he's starting to take advantage of a few snaps with guys that are going to be kept in the league. But every day is an interview now. We have a setback before we ever come out here, then they'll stand by me and wait till it starts getting right again.
You kind of put Joe Hayden on the spot when you told him, hey, if you didn't play through his hamstrings, you'd be out of here. Mm-hmm. So what have you seen from him?
He's had a very good camp. He's had a very, very solid camp, physical camp. And even yesterday, some of the more physical plays in his total career was yesterday on how physical he played. Been very pleased with him, and now it's about being available. You know, he's got to stay healthy.
Greg, has there been one or two guys maybe you didn't know very much about before you came here that really caught your eye?
You know, this is a compliment to everybody here in the organization. There's nobody on the defensive side of the ball here right now that doesn't deserve a chance to make an NFL team. And we've got a good group of guys on our side of the ball. Those young guys came a long ways from the mandatory minicamp to here. I can't tell you how far. Now we truly have a chance to evaluate their athletic ability, their toughness, their effort, because they're not handcuffing themselves mentally. They know what we want. They're getting aligned better. There's still, every once in a while, you'll see a breakdown. But really, it's going to be fun, and there's going to be some tough and hard decisions at the end on who's going to make the final roster, who's going to be a practice squad candidate. And, you know, to be quite truthful, guys that I've had a chance to touch and coach during preseason games make other teams because they see how hard and fast they play for us. So it's a good young group.
Where do you stand in terms of being able to cobble together the kind of cornerback core that you're going to need?
Yeah, you know, what we'll end up doing is, and we play in a tough division, and we also play in the National Football League. That's a hot spot. But there's things that every one of the guys that make our team do that I can help them with. And style of coverage, types of coverage. You don't coach the same person, be it a D-tackle and a D-tackle. You know, I don't coach Danny Shelton and Dez Bryant the same. I don't coach Miles and Ogba the same. I don't coach Joe Hayden and JT the same. So we've got to find what they can do best and fit them into those type of things. But we'll be fine as long as I won't compromise on their effort and their toughness. I won't compromise on that.